he will find out in just under.
Good morning. This is Pastor Craig, and you are listening to What's Happening, Marion. And let me just get situated 1 second here. We had the... What's that? Yeah, I did. So this is what happens in live radio. And so bear with me 1 second here, and we'll get going. All right. So thank you for joining, and we've had a whole bunch of stuff going on this morning. Hope you've been enjoying what's been going on this morning. And so I, like I said, I've got the What's Happening. I'm just feverishly trying to get my notes sorted out here. Okay. First, from now until February 29th is the Winter Walkabout in Marion. This is sponsored by Downtown Marion. Pick up a Winter Walkabout playing card and head out to discover Marion's locally owned businesses and the unique charm of boutiques, retail spaces, restaurants, and drinkeries, and more. Punch cards are available at participating locations. Shop, drink, dine, or play at any of the 8 participating shops to get punches. Turn in your completed card and receive a free Winter Walkabout t-shirt. It's that easy. Come discover Downtown Marion and experience the Winter Walkabout every day through February 24th. All right. See, we had a little bit of craziness here. The computer crashed, and the screen was just running through it like it was like on a treadmill. It was just running through all kinds of programs, but nothing was playing on the radio. So our listeners on the other end, they just heard silence. Meanwhile, here in the studio, our board was just going crazy. So that's what was going on. All right. I'm a little concerned about this because I don't show anything on the board, but what the heck? We'll just go. I wonder what's going to come up next on the board because there's nothing set to come up. Oh well, we'll figure it out. I won't worry about it. Right, Matt?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll just roll with it. All right. So, also coming up is of course the big eclipse in April, and everybody's selling t-shirts and everybody's getting in on that, so have fun with that. All right, today, well, that's already passed, so let's go. Boy, am I disorganized or what? All right, tonight, Friday night at 6 o'clock, is a community meal at the Shining Light Baptist Church, 6 p.m. And Shining Light Baptist Church is at Church and Mount Vernon, which are doing a lot of road construction down there. It's dine-in or carry-out. Saturday, February 3rd, that's tomorrow, it's Leap Into Laughter at the Marion Palace Theater, May Pavilion. Obviously, this is a leap year, so that's kind of the theme, Leap Into Laughter. Leap Into Laughter featuring comedian Mike Paramore is making a comeback. Mike is a talented comedian who can make you laugh out loud in any situation. He has a natural ability to infuse humor into every situation. Ticket price, which is $50. Ticket price includes the show and heavy hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar is also available. I'm not sure what heavy hors d'oeuvres are. I guess that means you're allowed to take as much as you want. I don't know. Or maybe they're just big, heavy hors d'oeuvres. Monday at the Palace Theater through the end of this month at 7:30 is Line Dancing with Kirk. Step up your line dancing with classes, which are for beginners and seasoned dancers. You'll learn a variety of line dancing steps and routines. Come and join the fun, and it's $10 per session. Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning, is story time at the Harding Presidential Museum with Miss Kathy. Also Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, and there is a free neighborhood meal at Epworth United Methodist Church, 249 East Center Street, and everyone is welcome. And again, that's a free meal, 5 o'clock, and they do have that on the first Tuesday of every month. Also, Tuesday at the Marion Public Library, 315, is Teen Dungeons and Dragons. The whole Dungeon and Dragon experience. All skill levels are welcome. Also, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock is Euchre Night at the Community Center in LaRue. That address is 350 North High Street. So if you've been looking for a place you can go and play euchre, you can do it at the LaRue Community Center. Tuesday, fiction book discussion at the Marion Public Library, 6 p.m. Come and share your views and insights on a variety of books. Check with the library for what book will be discussed. And this is also the first Tuesday of every month. So they have that at the Marion Public Library. Wednesday, February 7th, Groundhog Chronicles at the Tall Grass Trail at 4:30. That'll be a discussion led by the one and only James Anderson, who was hanging out with us this morning. James Anderson will put on a program, Groundhog Chronicles. Come and learn about this unique rodent that gets so much attention this month. Wednesday, February 7th, is Be Election Day Ready at the Marion Public Library, 5 o'clock. Join us as we host the Marion County Board of Elections to learn about what you need to vote. They'll go over things like different forms of acceptable ID, how to get an absentee ballot, important deadlines, and more. And in speaking of important deadlines, there's one coming up very soon for the primary election. Our primary election in Ohio this year is March 19th, so that's about 6 weeks away. So you might want to check out the library next Wednesday and find out if you still have time to get registered or when the deadline is for friends and neighbors. So, again, our primary election is coming up on the 19th. Monday is Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library. It's for babies 0 to 24 months at 10 o'clock. And they have singing and rhyming, and they read books, and there's finger play. So that's on Monday. Wednesday is Teen Trivia at the Marion Public Library, 5:30. Come and test your knowledge. Marion Public Library is having Teen Trivia for ages 11. 11 to 18. It's ages 11 to 18. Teen Trivia will have various categories, including but not limited to books, movies, video games, and general knowledge. Individuals or teams up to 4. Let's see. We've got Thursday at the Marion Public Library, story time, and they do a couple of story times. They do one at 10 and one at 11, and this is for preschool and younger. And they have singing, they have rhyming, they have other activities, and stories. All right, and the final one I have is Wednesday, February 8th. It is Yoga with Mary Jane and Journey with Yin. Okay? In this fast-paced world, Yin arrives as an all-levels, approachable class that slows it all down, offering the opportunity to allow your mind and your body to sink in, pause, and relax, calming the nervous system and connecting the yogi student to the subtle inner wisdom within. Each time we gather, we will explore various grounded yin poses for 3 to 5 minutes each with soft yet conscious awareness, bringing focus and space to the web of fascia and fluid-filled structures of the body that support our overall health and well-being. Join me, that would be Mary Jane, not me. Join Mary Jane Thursdays at 6 p.m. for 90 minutes of slowing down, observing, resting, and recalibrating using yin as well as various breath and sound techniques to add to your personal toolbox. This may not feel like your average yoga class, I'll bet not, and can be a great complement to a long day and or other more vigorous practices and experiences. Please wear comfortable clothing you can move in. And if you have a yoga mat or a yoga blanket, large towel to use, that would be appreciated. We have a limited supply of mats and props available for those without as well as those curious and new to yoga. No experience required. Class will be mainly gentle floor work set to music. So this is on Thursdays from 6 till 7:30, so it's an hour and a half, and it's for the next six weeks, February 8th through March 14th. You can pay $10 per session, or you can get all six of them for $60. And that is, again, at the Marion Palace Theater. So, Yoga with Mary Jane. And that, my friends, is what's happening, Marion, next week. So welcome to the studio, Mr. Matt. How are you doing? Oh, let me get your mic turned on here. Let's see your number two. There we go.
How's it going?
It's going good. Boy, was that kind of crazy here this morning.
It was, yeah. All in all, though, it turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to. Like I said in the last segment, there was a lot happening.
There was. Did they give away the tickets for Chad Clark?
You know, I'm not sure. That's a good question.
I don't think you did.
I didn't recall them giving away anything, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, Scott earlier in the week was going to give away tickets if anybody guessed who was going to be in the groundhog suit. But how could you have guessed that?
I don't think anybody was going to guess that.
No, I don't think so. But they've got this teen trivia going on at the Marion Public Library on Wednesday nights. Now, it's for 11 to 18. Now, obviously, you're a little bit older than that, but not that much older in that it says the categories include books, movies, video games, and general knowledge. So, considering that these questions are obviously going to be tailored to teenagers, because you're not going to ask them, you know, trivia questions about books that, you know, were written in the 1950s, or you probably aren't going to ask them about movies from the 1950s. I mean, maybe they would, but I'm figuring it's going to be geared more to teenagers. So here's my question to you. How do you think you would fare on trivia with about books and movies and video games that was probably geared to that age group?
Probably not all that well. So I've only recently started reading again. Like I have recently started reading since I picked up my first book since I have graduated.
Okay.
Last week or the week before, I can't remember. So I don't. I probably wouldn't get that one. I don't watch movies. I don't know who a lot of actors or anything like that are, so I wouldn't get that one. And I'm not real big into the video games. So, I mean, I guess it depends on the video games that they're going to ask about, but I play, like, maybe 3 video games. So I don't think I'd fare all that well in said competition. Hit all 3 of my weak points.
Well, I don't feel so bad then, because I know I wouldn't fare well. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've never even played a video game. I've never played a video game.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the time they came out with, you know, when the video game really craze really got going, I was already, you know, married and was having kids. Now, my kids, you know, I remember there was what, like, I think it was like Nintendo 360 or something.
It would have been the Nintendo 64.
64, yeah. And, you know, these things were like big when they'd come out. And my kids played video games. I remember, I think one of the big ones they played was Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty's big.
Okay. They were big on that. And they never did any of the Grand Theft Auto, any of those games, but I know they did like a lot of the like war ones. But I mean, as far as you know, as far as answering questions about this game or that game, I would have no clue.
I don't play that many video games. I play like a lot of like I play all the sports games, even though I don't watch all the sports. Like I play MLB The Show, and I play NBA 2K, and I play Madden, which would be for football.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I don't play a lot of the big name games, because bigger games are usually the multiplayer games. But I'm not a fan of the multiplayer games. I like the single player games.
Okay. Now that Madden, I mean, I remember hearing about that. That is like the king. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like the king of the sports games, especially like when it comes to football. At least the way I understand it, if you're going to play a football video game, like you're probably playing Madden.
So, funnily enough, if you're going to play a football video game, it almost has to be Madden.
Okay.
Because EA has a contract with the NFL to where they have exclusive rights to produce simulation football games.
Okay.
Which is why, funnily enough, the quality of Madden has significantly bottomed out compared to older Maddens. Okay. Because there was actually competition. And I don't know if you guys know this, but competition breeds ingenuity.
Yeah, it means like you have an incentive to do better.
Yeah, because now you have somebody to compete with. Because if they make something that's better than you, all of a sudden you got to outdo that.
That's right.
Incredible.
There's Sean. Hey, Sean, I got a question for you. Now, there's nothing coming up in the queue at the top of the hour. I mean, there's absolutely nothing in the queue for the top of the hour. So when I get done here, when Matt and I get done talking here, is this just going to go silent?
Yeah, it'll pop up here in a little bit. It'll
pop up here in a little bit?
Yep.
Promise me?
I promise you.
Okay. All right.
It'll load.
It'll load?
Yeah, okay. It'll probably pop up here in about a half hour.
Okay. Or in other words, when we go off the air, it'll come up.
Maybe about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for having our back.
You're welcome, buddy.
Are you sticking around at all?
I might.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then now you also said you played a baseball one?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
That one would be called The Show, MLB The Show.
Now, is it like the leading one for baseball? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah. I don't know. I don't think EA has exclusive rights with basket with the NBA. Mm-hmm. But I also don't know that there really is another basketball one. Yeah. I know that there are it's called like 2K like 2K Playground or something. I don't even know if they make that anymore, but like that used to be a thing. It's more of like cartoonish. But like other than that, like the three big video games you're gonna have are gonna be NHL, MLB The Show, Madden, and NBA 2K. Oh, I forgot to say NHL. I also play NHL.
Okay. All right. So, changing gears here. You said that you just finished or just started reading the first book that you've been reading since high school?
Just started.
Okay. And what book is this?
It's called... sorry, I gotta Think and Grow Rich. I had to get the title right.
Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like a book that's like a...
it's like a philosophical book almost.
Right, philosophical, motivational,
yeah.
Educational. Who's the author?
Napoleon Hill. This book came out in, I do believe, 1932 or something like that.
You know, I was introduced to Napoleon Hill, not the person. Someone told me about Napoleon Hill, and I looked up one of his books, and I don't know if it was that one or not, but I remember somebody told me about him. So, how far along in the book are you?
So me and my friend started like a book club reading it. So okay. Like, we're only on chapter 2 right now, but we got to be on like chapter. So we read chapter 3 this week, and then next week we read chapter 4, and then we talk about 2 and 4. I think it's only a 10-chapter long book, which is why we are doing like 1-chapter lengths.
Okay, so that's how your book club works. Is you read the book, you read the chapter, he reads the chapter, and then you guys talk about it.
So we do it every other week. So like, the first week we didn't meet, so we read chapter 1, and then the second week we're just reading one, like 2 chapters every other week basically. But the second chapter we usually read like in each other's company. Mm-hmm. Not like out loud, but you know, just in case there's discussion to be had.
Okay. So you're in the room together, but you're reading silently.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Never done that before.
I mean, I'm sure there's probably a better way to do it, but I don't know.
Does anybody bring nachos and chips, or I mean, do you dip, or?
I mean, no, but it's at my house, so like I got food if we need food, you know.
I mean, I was kind of, you know, I might join you for a real book club, but there's got to be some refreshments involved.
There's got to be some incentives.
I'm not just gonna talk about a book, no. Well, you might keep that in the back of your mind, you know, like, hey, I'll have the chips and dip this week, and then next.
Okay, I'll keep that there. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, what motivated you to do this?
Honestly, so what had happened was there's this guy. He's no longer alive now, but his name is Bob Proctor. And he used to give seminars.
Okay.
And his seminars basically just go along the lines of like you can do anything you want because your brain is like when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you basically subconsciously program yourself to work in a way that gets you to the goal that you have set.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, that's like he goes on and you know it's like hour longs, but like that's basically the gist of it. And he, I was listening to one of his, like, interviews that he did. It's, like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes long. It's called Who Are We? And in that, he gives his top 3 book suggestions, and I don't remember the other 2. I'll probably read those at some point as well. But, the one that he said that he's been reading for 20-some-odd years and carries with him everywhere he goes is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and he suggests that every person read the book at least once. So I was like, you know what? I like this guy. I'll take his word for it.
And so far, so you've read how many chapters?
So far, we've read 2.
And so far, is it pretty good?
I think so. Because the start of the book starts out with telling people a story about can't think of his first name, but this guy by the last name of Barnes. So he was a poor man from I don't remember where, but he wanted to work with Thomas Edison, and he did not live in the same state. The same area, he had no money, no transportation to get there, so he just decided that one day he was going to make it happen, so he stowed on a train. And then he got to the city where Edison was, and in the city where Edison was, he asked Edison, he managed to come across Edison's, you know, business, and he asked Edison's receptionist person for a assistant for a I guess a meeting with Thomas Edison, and the obviously he was denied, but he could have just given up there. I mean, he honestly, he could have just given up when he was out of the state, didn't have a way to get there, but he was like, you know, we're going to make it work. He was denied a meeting with Edison multiple times, and then when he got the meeting with Edison, he was denied the job that he had wanted multiple times. And then after a while, Thomas and there's a quote in the book that says, he stood there before me looking nothing more than an average Joe, basically, but I could tell by the determination I see in his eyes. When you have determination like that, a man with determination like that is not likely to fail or something like that. And subsequent events would prove that he was right. So he made this machine. I don't remember what it did, but it was hard to sell for some reason. It was hard to market. But then this Barnes guy said, "I can do it. I got that. Let me get those machines." And then the quote for like this machine was invented by Edison, installed by Barnes. So this man was a nobody from nowhere who didn't even have a way to get there, who eventually worked his way up the corporate ladder and became basically the right-hand man of Thomas Edison in terms of this machine.
Fascinating.
And he made himself a you know, a career out of that.
But you know, that's you know, they always talk about what made this country great, and it's like people like that, you know, that had that determination, that desire, and stuff like that.
I mean, I think so. I think that if you're gonna do what you want to do, it's dreams aren't hard to vice versa. Dreams are hard to accomplish.
Right.
But you have to have the mindset to actually get to accomplish the goal that you have set.
And you have to believe that you can accomplish
it. Yeah, if you don't believe that you're going to accomplish it, you're either going to subconsciously sabotage yourself or you're not going to attempt it at all because you already believe that you failed.
Right.
It's kind of like people who don't want to ask for a raise because they quote-unquote know they're going to be told that they can't have a raise. You don't know that you're going to be told you can't have a raise because you didn't ask for one.
That's right. And you can always, even if you should have your reasons why you deserve a raise.
Yeah.
And then ask for it because, like you said, you never know. You have no reason to doubt that you can't get it.
Just automatically not doing something because you assume it's not going to work out for you is not a good way to run the course of life.
That's right. That's a guarantee that it won't happen is when you don't pursue it and don't ask for it. It's a guarantee that it won't happen.
Wayne Gretzky.
Okay.
Has a quote.
Okay.
You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
There you go. So now, when I first asked you what book are you reading, I had in my mind, I thought it was going to be a history, you know, like something from history.
Because yeah.
I know you're like a history buff. But in a way, I mean, it does have.
It has aspects of history, like, built into it.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that reading fiction books has never really been my thing. I like to learn something if I'm going to read a book, so I'll either read nonfiction or I'll read something like this to where it at least introduces a new concept or idea to me, which I think more people should probably do.
Yeah, it's there's a benefit to yourself, you know,
yeah.
Your self-improvement or whatever, whether it's, you know, how you approach life or setting goals or whatever, but you're reading books that you want to read because you personally will gain from it.
Personal development.
That's right. Well, that's good. So what's next on the list, or you haven't gotten that far yet?
Funnily enough, the next books on the list, I think we're thinking about the Communist Manifesto.
Okay.
Because, you know, the Communist Manifesto has obviously played a key role throughout history, so I feel like that's probably a good one to read. Same thing with, like, Mein Kampf, very influential book. I think that would be a good one to read.
Now, I've read Mein Kampf.
You have?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I read it about when I was your age. I think it was my third or fourth year in college. So I was, what, 22? 19, I was 21, 22, somewhere around in there. Yeah, I read Mein Kampf. It's very good, but it's a thick book.
It is lengthy?
It's lengthy. It's lengthy.
I mean, the only reason that we were doing like two chapters ever, or so like a chapter a week, mm-hmm. in this book is because I think the book is only like 10 chapters long. So I mean, I guess in theory we could do like five chapters and we can get it done in like 2 weeks. But
now it's good that you start off with that with a only a 10 chapters book, because if you're going to tackle Mein Kampf next, you know, you need to
ease yourself into it.
That's right. Build yourself up. So this is going to be kind of like an ongoing thing.
That
you think so? You're starting a good habit.
That's the plan.
All right.
That's the plan.
All right. So you know, here we're shifting gears again. So I had this thing in here, which I read for Yoga with Mary Jane. I'm not into yoga. I mean, that was a pretty descriptive, It's like whoever wrote that should get an award from a marketing association or something. I mean, but you know, it's. I mean, we sit here and we laugh, and I know a lot of people do yoga, and they do it in all various forms. Some people just strictly do it for the motions and the exercise, and others, you know, get into the spiritual aspect of it. Obviously, this thing coming up with Mary Jane, that is obviously getting deep into the spiritual part of it. But you know, it's really crazy, because have you heard about, I'm sure you probably have, these people that do yoga with goats?
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, there's a Packers player. He's the one of the best corners in the league, I think. Still, his name is Jaire Alexander. He has a pet goat, and he actually in the off season sometimes he'll do goat yoga, like led classes.
I don't know. All this stuff just seems...
It doesn't make any sense to me. To my understanding, you're just doing yoga and there's goats around.
I actually saw one time a video on YouTube, and that's what it was. There were like these five people in this room, and you know, they got on their, you know, yoga tights and their mats on the floor, and they're doing all these slow yoga moves, and these goats are just wandering around. I mean, it's kind of like the people weren't really interacting at all with the goats, and the goats really weren't interacting at all with the people. I mean, it's like, it was weird.
Yeah, I don't understand why they felt the need to introduce the goats into the world of yoga, but yeah. I guess it does something, I assume. I don't know.
I imagine it probably does more for the people than it does the goats.
I would say so. I think, it has to just be to kill the monotony or something.
Yeah, and probably give you something that you can kind of focus on, or, you know, something other than the room, or I don't know, but it was strange.
It's interesting.
So I was in Indianapolis last week. I was in Indianapolis Wednesday and Thursday last week, and I was at a convention. I was at a big trade show, and so I was at the convention center in downtown Indianapolis, and boy, that was an experience. So they have a parking garage. They have parking garages all around downtown where you can park, and you know, it's like, you know, the convention center's there, and you know, there's all these big hotels for the convention business that comes in, so it's like, if you want McDonald's, forget it. There's no fast food downtown, because you know it's all convention oriented, and you know, and so my first shock when I got there was there was a parking garage that was connected to the convention center. So I pull up to it, and they got their sign right there, and it says parking rates, and it's like 0 to 2 hours, and it's like $10, and then it's like 2 to 4 hours, and it's like $20.
You know, I don't like the fact that people are charged to park.
Yeah, and if you parked 12 to 24 hours, it was $40. So I'm thinking, that's a little rich for my blood. So I figured, well, maybe I'll go a couple blocks away. So I'm kind of like driving around downtown, and you can't. There's no on-street parking. Where there is on-street parking, I mean, you know, you can get like 20 minutes, you know, max out the parking meter at like 20 minutes. I mean, you can't park all day. So, you know, there's nowhere to park for all day except in these parking garages. So I remembered where I had a hotel reservation. So I said, well, said to myself, I bet that they have a parking garage, and I'll bet because I have a reservation there, I'll have a discounted rate on the parking. So I went around the block and found my hotel, and my hotel was, it was a Hampton Inn, but this building had been there for probably 100 years. It's one of those, you know, high rises that, you know, it's been, you know, five different things over the last century, and the latest thing was the Hampton. And now it was really nice. I mean, it was really nice. It was remodeled, but it was, you know, an old building, so it had some of that old building charm, but it was also updated. But unfortunately, it didn't have a parking garage. But they would valet park my car for me, and guess what? They take your car to one of those parking garages, so it's, you know, it's $40 a day. So I said, well, this is really starting out good. So I bit the bullet, drove back around to the parking garage that was close to the convention center, and drove in there and parked my car. So, and this was Wednesday morning, so I went off to the convention center to the trade show, and as I'm walking through there, I thought, maybe I'll get a little something to eat, because I was going to go to some education classes. And so I walked over to one of the, you know, convention center. Now, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a convention center. You're downtown. It's going to be expensive, which it was. And I'm looking at the menu, and I couldn't get past the drinks, because if you wanted a bottle of water, now granted it was Dasani, but a bottle of water was $5. So I'm like, this is going to be an expensive couple days. So I ended up not getting anything right then. And then I ended up having lunch later. And my lunch was a bottle of Dasani water for $5. And then I got a pulled pork sandwich. Now, I'll grant you, it was like on a big Kaiser roll. And it was a good sandwich. It was plenty to fill me up. You got potato chips and you got a dill pickle spear. So the sandwich, the chips, the spear, it was $11. So that plus my $5 bottle of water plus tax. So my lunch was like $17.
So you're looking at $60 right now just for parking and food.
Exactly. And it's only lunchtime. So now, Wednesday night, dinner. I'm thinking, oh, this is gonna hurt. So I said, well, I'm gonna. I had enough time because I was done at the convention at like 4:00. So I said, I got time. I'm gonna scope out the whole downtown here. There's got to be something that is affordable. So there was this thing called the Center City Mall, and it's like, you know, it's like a downtown mall geared toward, you know, visitors, but they, on their sign, they said, you know, they had a food court. So I'm thinking, that's my best bet. So I go over to the Center City Mall, and I go up to their food court. It's up on the third floor, and there's like a Cinnabon. Okay, now granted, it's dinner time. There's like a Cinnabon, and there's a pretzel place, that Annie's Pretzels.
Yeah, Annie's.
Yeah. And then I'm reading their sign, and they got a Pizza Hut, and they've got a chicken place. And I'm looking where it is, and then I look where it is supposed to be, and those places are closed. They're empty. They're gone. So it's one of these malls that had a food court that had about 8 places you could eat, and they're all closed and gone, and the only thing left is the Cinnabon and Annie's Pretzels. So I said, okay, this isn't working out too good. So, and now I already checked it out earlier, so I knew there was no place, like I said, you know, there's no McDonald's, no Burger King, no nothing, and the restaurants were looking expensive. So I wandered down a restaurant that was connected to this Center City Mall, and it was kind of like a steakhouse seafood place, upscale. It wasn't a chain, but it was, you know, like a private individual company that owned it. And I'm looking at their menu. They got their menu posted there, and I'm like, you know, chicken dinner, you know, $45, you know, steak dinner, $50. Just a Angus steak burger with, you know, melted provolone cheese and, you know, basically a big hamburger and stuff. It was like $45. So I'm going, this is not going to work. So I'm reading down the whole menu, and I found they had, you could get a gourmet pizza. They had pizza, and it was, you know, some Italian thing, and, you know, and it had like fresh mozzarella and, you know, this kind of pesto and sun-dried tomatoes, blah, blah, blah. But it was only $15. So I said, that's got my name on it. All right. So by this time, it's like 5:15, 5:20. So I go inside, and they got a bar in the center, and then the restaurant is all around the bar. And they got a lot of tables in this place. And there was like a lot of people standing up waiting for tables. And I'm like, wow, this isn't good. And so I go over where the hostess is. And she says, hi, reservation, please? And I said, no. I said, I don't have a reservation. She says, okay. I said, how long of a wait is it? And she says, it'll probably be 8 o'clock. I mean, it was like barely 5:30. And she's telling me it's going to be 8 o'clock. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. And she says, are you by yourself? I said, yeah. And she said, well, the bar is first come, first serve. So if you can find a seat at the bar, you can have it. I said, oh, okay. So I went up there. Sure enough, I found a seat at the bar. So I sat down, you know, and so I went ahead and ordered my $15 pizza. And so my $15 pizza and my $4.25 Coke and tax and tip. So so I got out of there for just under $30. But the pizza was really good. I will have to say the pizza was really good. It really was like a gourmet pizza like you would get in a high-end restaurant. So, you know, I have absolutely no complaints about that. But it was funny because a couple – beside me, they had just finished and got up. So another couple came in and sat down, and they're looking over the menu and everything. So they started out with shrimp cocktail. They started their dinner out with shrimp cocktail. And I mean, the shrimp cocktail alone, they were $22 each.
<That's> what? Like,
folks, you don't understand. I mean, you know, I'm thinking, as I'm sitting there at the bar.
Did they start out with one for each of them?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's like, oh, and they were each having a glass of wine. So I kind of listened and I heard what they ordered. So I picked up the menu and I looked, and those were $9 glasses of wine. So they each had their shrimp cocktail at $22 and a glass of wine for $9. And the
running tally of 62, and there's no food yet.
They haven't even started. They haven't even started their dinner yet. And I said, I'm in the wrong business. I mean, between the portable toilet business, between part-time preaching, a part-time gig at the radio station. Who can afford that kind of stuff?
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, you know, but that's, you know, if you run in those circles, that's what it's like. I mean, you know, I mean, there are people who have those lifestyles. Hey, more power to them that, you know, can go out and do that on a regular basis. But
I don't know if I'd want to go out and do that on a regular basis.
You know, that's the thing, because, you know, stop and think about it. You wake up the next day, you got to eat again. Right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, your $60 dinner, it's the same as the McDonald's dinner, and that the next day you got to eat again. I mean, it's nice, but
I mean, to do it like once every so often, I'd understand. But nice. Like, yeah. If you were going out like every weekend with your friends to this place, that it was like, you know, $60. Like these people were at $62 and they haven't even ordered food yet.
I know. But I mean, there are people that do.
That's good for them, I guess. I mean, if they got the money to do it, then I guess they can do what they want.
So Matt, that takes us back to the book you're reading. So are you 15 years from now, are you going to be that guy that can go to the bar once a week and sit down and get a $9 glass of wine and a $22 shrimp cocktail while you're thinking about what you want for dinner?
That's the game plan, hopefully. That's what we're hoping for.
If you dream about it.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Just got to put the work in.
Yeah, that's right. But it was a nice time. I had a nice time in Indianapolis. And, you know, it was kind of nice. You know, I will admit, it was nice to, you know, to go in and sit down at this, you know, at the bar at this nice restaurant and, you know, have a nice meal and everything. But I guess the fact that that's not the circles that I run in, it is kind of special when you can do it. Because if you could do it all the time, it wouldn't be special anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know how fancy this place was, but, like,
it was fancy.
Scott wanted us, when me and my brother went to Wisconsin, on the way back, Scott wanted us, because we had to go through Chicago. And on the way back, he told us we had to stop at Harry Carey's.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And we were so, like, I don't know, you could tell we didn't belong there. Like, like, we went in there and everybody was wearing like a buttoned-up shirt and thing. I was wearing a hoodie. Kayla was wearing a hoodie. Like, I got chicken Alfredo, and the chicken Alfredo itself was like $20. But to get chicken out, like to get the Alfredo or the chicken on the Alfredo, it was like solid like $26 all in all. Yeah. So I paid I don't remember what my brother got, but I paid $26 for a plate of chicken Alfredo.
And the place was probably packed.
It was early, so no, there was only like two or three people in there, but everybody was very nicely dressed. Like, there were cloth napkins on the table. I've never been anywhere that gives me a cloth napkin.
So did you kind of feel like underdressed?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if we're supposed to be here. I was unprepared.
Scott didn't warn you.
He did not warn us.
Now, how was he dressed? Oh, he just had on a sweatshirt.
Scott?
Scott.
Scott wasn't there. It was just me and my brother.
Oh, okay.
We went to the Packers
but
game.
But he told you to. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. So he told you. So, yeah. But you're glad you went, right?
Yeah. I mean, all in all, I mean, it was good. I don't know that I would ever pay $26 for chicken Alfredo again, but it was good. I'm not going to lie.
And see, part of that is you're paying for a theme, you know, the Harry Carey. And they probably had, you know, stuffed
yeah,
up right on
sports
the wall.
Yeah, sports like specifically baseball memorabilia all over the walls, yeah.
So part of it is you're paying for that
aesthetic.
Yeah, that ambiance, that, yeah, the walls and stuff, yeah. But as far as the food, it was good, but probably wouldn't go again, would you?
Probably wouldn't go again. Oh, see, I was going to get a steak because it's called an Italian steakhouse, but I was looking at the steaks, and, like, the cheapest steak they had on the menu was, like, $50-some-odd. I was like, I'm not paying $50 for an 8-ounce steak. Ain't happening.
Because tomorrow, you're going to have to eat again.
Got to do it all over again, yep.
Well, that's kind of the way it is, living the high life. Did you have dessert?
No, okay. No.
I imagine the desserts were probably a little pricey.
If I'm being honest, we didn't even look at the desserts. Okay. They probably were, though. I mean, I would, without a doubt, they probably would be. But, I mean, I don't usually get dessert when I go places, so yeah. I didn't even think to look.
Well, see, like, normally what they do in those fancy places is, they give you a $3 piece of cheesecake, but what they do is they take the $3 piece of cheesecake, they dribble a little, chocolate syrup across it, and they stick a strawberry on the side, and then they charge you $9 for it.
That's how it works. That's how the business is done.
That's right. Well, we're down to the last 30 seconds here, so Matt, thank you for sticking around and chit-chatting with me. Folks, we're going to a short break here, and then we'll be back at 12:15 with the Exchange Club. I'll be there with Scott and Matt, and we will see you there. Thanks again.